Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe. Oh, what's up, man? What's up?
Not much, man. How's it going, man? Sean?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. How's it going, man?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Sorry I'm late calling in, man. My phone, I was at an interview earlier at this radio station out of Burbank. My phone died on me. So I was sitting here charging it, and I turned it on. My manager just hit me up, like, yo, man, you're late on your own call. I'm like, oh, man, let me hurry up.
So how you been doing, man?
Hey, man, it's been good, man. You know, just working hard. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying?
Do me a favor, man. I want you, just come and listen to who you are, man. Let them know who Sean Riggs is. Let them know who you are, man. Let them know what you've done, you know.
All right, cool, man. I'm an actor, so I've been out here for like 3.5 years. I just finished a couple projects, decent projects, one called The Confidant. I was playing a younger version of David Banner. Boris Cujo was also in it. Billy Zane, Richard Roundtree, Kenny Moore, and it was directed by Alton Glass. Did another show called Party Down with Megan Mullally from Will and Grace, Adam Scott, and Lizzie Kaplan. So, been getting into writing, bruh, you know. I've been doing a lot of that. I got a documentary that I'm putting together, co-producing. So, you know, just grinding. Got a project I gotta go do. Gotta go do in Philadelphia in about a week. About to go out there on the 18th. It's called Changing the Game. It's pretty decent project, man. You know, just looking forward to that. That's about the newest that I have going on right now.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with the? I know you played in Stump the Yard, and I know you made an appearance on BT's Healthy, which I read about that. Keith sent to me. What's going on with the show? What is the sex? Some kind of chronics? What is the lost here?
Zane Sex Chronicles.
Right. What is that show about?
It's
on HBO and Cinemax?
Yeah. The writer, her name is actually Zane. She writes a book. She has all of this poetry and poems that she's written, so she now has converted into a television show on Cinemax called Zane Sex Chronicles. It's pretty well, I could just say it's a diverse version of Sex in the City, man, just to be quite short with it. But yeah, I play this character named Winston, who's one of the main characters on there. Her name is Anna Marie. I come in as her ex-boyfriend that she hasn't seen in like a long time. I did like a few episodes on that. Pretty cool cast. Pretty roundabout show. It's a sexual show too, you know. But
no. I appreciate the honesty. So is there pornographic in it, or is there pornographic in? I'm sorry.
You said, what did you say again?
Is there pornographic inside? If somebody was actually
No, it's not pornographic at all. It's no more sexual than Sex in the City. That's why I was saying, like, the diverse version of Sex in the City.
I've seen it a few times. I wasn't there and watching, you know, that long of the time. I'm very familiar with it. It's often been told, but, you know.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, though, man. So, besides the project that you didn't mention that you have in Philly, what else is going on with you?
Well, I do got the documentary, and we have this documentary where we depicting the lives of the entertainment world, the underground entertainment world of Atlanta, the male review, the male review entertainment world of the Dirty South, which is pretty big out there. And I just kind of like read up on it and saw how these women were all about these male review shows. It's kind of like the black Chippendales. You have Chippendales in Las Vegas, and you have these guys running around Atlanta and doing major shows. So we're putting together this documentary depicting their lives and just going into all of that. And I would say that it'd be more like underground and try to pull it out from there. But I've been working on that, man. I have these commercials. I write commercials, do sketch comedy. I've been working on that for a minute now. I have a project called Fuse that I'm still looking for funding on that I co-wrote. I created this story. So, doing that, man. I mean, just grinding, dog. Just loving life and living life.
I just heard you. Since we're family, I'm gonna get my checkbook out now. I said you heard you need some funding, so let me get my checkbook out, man. And let me write about 50
right.
And you know, hopefully that'll get the ball rolling for you, man.
No doubt. Need that, man.
No doubt, man. We gotta help each other, man. So are you from Atlanta? Where were you actually from?
I'm actually from Chicago, born and raised.
Okay.
And I moved to Atlanta after college. I did 2 years at University of Illinois and Parkland College, and then I went to Atlanta from there. And from Atlanta, I moved out here. I kind of started out in the dance game a little bit in the beginning, but it was kind of like just to get into the industry. So I killed two birds with one stone by getting on Stump the Yard, getting a couple of lines and actually having a dance role on that. So, you know. But I've been in corporate America, bruh. I used to work in corporate America. Used to work for an auditing firm. Used to be a manager for Rent-A-Center.
Oh, no. You got to start from somewhere. You know what I mean? So, no, there is nothing wrong with that. I viewed your MySpace page, and I saw you were the kid on the S-Curl box, man. How did that happen, man?
Yo, I did that, like, back in 2000. I just moved fresh into Atlanta from Chicago, and I got, like, a call from Chicago that they already had my headshot from, like, 97 or 98. I already sent it in. But I was doing a lot of modeling in Chicago. That's where kind of, like, I started from. I did a lot of modeling for Ebony Magazine, just a lot of hair modeling, just local modeling, anything, print ads. So I got on the escrow. I got on my escrow from being there, living in Atlanta, and got a call that they liked my look. And I drove all the way up to Atlanta on my own money. Well, around then they had X-Fair, so I was catching like $50 tickets. And I was like, yeah, I was, you know, it was easy. It was $50 to go this audition. And, you know, hey, around that time, coming out of Chicago, that was pretty huge to be the hair guy. You know, to be on the escrow box, it's like you're the prince of the city.
Right. So
I went up there, man, and just pretty much I walked in there with a suit and a briefcase, was the only brother there looking classy like that, and they liked me. They ended up calling me back in, and then next thing you know, I thought it was for a regular ad, and they were telling me, yeah, we're about to replace the whole picture on the box.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wow. But, you know, real talk, I did that, made some money off of that, and now I don't get royalties off of that.
I think I still see them like the Whitey, the Walgreens, like, you know. I think I still see you on the box and stuff, you know. If I'm not mistaken, I think I still see you.
Yeah, man. I get people calling me all the time, man, from London or wherever they live at or wherever they're visiting, and be like, "Yo, man, can you believe I'm in Albuquerque or I'm in Canada or I'm in England and your face is in the Walgreens out here?"
Yeah.
It's crazy, man, but. Hey, you know.
So do you rock the S-curl, or do you rock the partners, or no?
Nah, man, I don't rock the S-curl. I probably had, I probably right now, I think I rock like a straight curl, flat curl, just straight up, just a ninth grade haircut. But when I was doing the box, yeah, I had a little bit of the S-curl in there.
Thanks for the honesty, man. Like, you know, most of us say, nah, I don't do that. This is my natural, you know.
Nah. I say I walked in there and I had, like, you know, the texture in my hair was thick curly. It wasn't enough to put it on a box and just say, hey, if you put this product in there, it's going to look like his hair. That was impossible. So they had to put the chemicals in to show the enhanced version of what it is. Now, the only thing that I would tell people is that as curl enhances whatever the natural texture of your hair is. So if it's curly, it's going to enhance the curls. If it's nappy, it's going to enhance the naps.
Right.
That's why you see some people, some S's and some L's up in their hair in the front part, and you're like, man, just, you know, you got like a couple pieces of hair that's not quite curling.
As far as influences goes, did any money influence you to do what you do right now?
What, into acting? Oh, yeah, I have plenty of influences growing up. Like, first of all, I come from theater. I love theater. I remember all of the August Wilson plays even coming up out of college. I did a lot of theater work then. My first love, a lot of people don't know this, is sitcom television. I grew up off of, like, you know, The Cosby Show, Welcome Back, Carter, Cooley High, all of that back in the day, Good Times, A Different World. So, you know, I was engulfed more into that area of acting, which kind of like transcended from theater acting, because most of your theatrical performances are just set up the same way on sitcom television.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could say I was motivated by your Bill Cosby's, your Whitney, Dean Harrison, Will Smith. Let's see, on from a theatrical standpoint, Sidney Poitier. You know, a lot of people don't know he comes from a theater background also. I've always idolized Denzel Washington and his works, you know, way back from In Glory. You talk about Paul Giamatti, Jeremy Piven. Yeah, I have a lot of people that I watched coming up in the game for a minute, man, you know. So,
well,
I have multiple influences.
I'm proud to say that I've interviewed Whitley, which is actually Jasmine, a guy who's been on the show. I think twice she's been on my show, so I had to interview her. I worked together I promote a lot of events that she does down in Atlanta. You know, every now and then, you know, she gives me a call. You know, I promote a lot of shows over on the show. So.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, man, I had you on, man, but yo, this is a great, great show, man. A lot of legends have passed. We're talking about, like, people like Ruby Dee and Regina King and, you know, so many people. So, you know,
oh, wow, yo.
I like to give people like you, you know, the opportunity, you know. And don't forget where I come from as well, you know. You all, again, I had to start somewhere, too, man. But, nevertheless,
That's cool, man.
It's about you, man. So, let's see, what do you like to see yourself 5 years from today, man?
Well, I want to see myself actually from 2 years from today, because my five-year program started 3 years ago. So in 2 years, I definitely want to be established as a well-fit actor and just respected. I'm not looking for this. I don't go for the vanity of it, not for the celebrity status. I really want to have foundation set up. My wheels rolling pretty much in the field of just me as an actor, a creator. I pretty much want all of my work to be noticed and recognized, and of course, just on top of the world in 2 more years.
Mm. All right, so I'm not gonna keep you, man. You wanna give out your website or anything so we can find out more information about you, man?
Yeah, you can definitely on Facebook, Sean Riggs, it's SEANRIGGS. You're not gonna find. I don't think it's not that many Sean Riggs. On Facebook, on Twitter, twitter.com/_SARiggs, RIGGS, and MySpace, of course, .com/SeanAaronRiggs, my middle name spelled AARON.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you you can go on to the website of TheConfidant.com and check out the trailer of The Confidant. Supposedly it's going to be out either in theaters or on DVD by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Before you give the shout-outs, man, I want you to give the shout-outs, you know, but please do keep in touch with me and the show, man, and call me anytime you need my help, man, if you need to promote anything, please feel free to call me or the show, man. I don't mind, all right?
All right, no doubt, man. Appreciate you on call, you know, hitting me up about this, too.
No problem,
once again,
man.
I'll talk to you on tiredness.
No problem, but do me a favor, man. Give you a shout out, man. Anybody you want to shout out or acknowledge?
Oh yeah, definitely, man. First of all, I want to give a shout out. Yeah, I know this is gonna sound corny, but shout out to God, because without Him, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. My mother, my beautiful mother, you know, who's definitely been the second vessel of my life to help me achieve to where I've been, you know, where I'm at right now. Of course, my manager, KB Keith Brown, my agency, Diverse Boy. Black, just all my peoples that I just, you know, I work with out here in LA, family, all my family out in Atlanta too. Got a lot of all my sisters and my brother, they stay out there.
Mm-hmm.
There it all is, Spencer.
Right. No problem, man. Thank you so much, man. Keep in touch with me in the show, man, all right?
All right. You too, man. Thanks.
All right, man. Be good, man.
You too. All right. Peace. Yeah. You're my everything.
Gonna know you, girl. You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was the kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim. Wanted to spend your time with. Check, got me going out my head, taking strains, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this, and maybe you're the one. I'm an imagination, looks like.
Sean Riggs, make sure you support him and check out his MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook pages to find out more information about him. I love you guys. Stay up, stay strong. I'm out here. I'm leaving. I will be next to you. Peace.
Next selection.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleep.
Looking at her like a full course meal. chill. I got all the girls checking me. They know I'm a dog, but they love my pedigree. Yeah, just call me Mr. Orgasm. And if you come with me, I guarantee you're gonna have one. Hottest in the hood, freshest on the block. Lock stop, all this Gucci and this Louis that I rock. If not, I stay polo down to the socks. Rings, chain, and watch worth more than Fort Knox. Temporary place on the Audi R8. Diamonds match what I'm wearing. She can't stop staring. Queen face, video body, see the curves in her shape, and everything her mama gave her, she know how to shake, thicker than a milkshake, and I'm trying to get a taste, hair did, manicure, pedicure, attitude like Vivica, when she played and said it all, she feeling my swag, she feeling my G, not only is she dancing, she feeling on me, and I'm feeling you too, so I put my hands on her, just to let her know the feeling's mutual, no mama, we could birthday text, yes I said text, but I know what I really meant, tell me what you will do, tell me what you won't do, tell me what you don't know how to do so I can show you, I'ma give it to you like I owe you, and after I'm done, I'ma tell you I told you, so.
My mind, your mind, your joy. present. Can't worry about tomorrow, cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like you're feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If you keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin', you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. Then you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought.